Hi, Michelle Florendo here, and welcome to Ask a Decision Engineer. Listen in and find out how to untangle big decisions with less stress and more clarity. On today's episode, I'll be talking about why decision making is so challenging and what can be done about it. Bring to mind a complex decision you have on the horizon. As you consider making this decision, what do you notice happens in your body? What emotions surface? What thoughts come up? I posed this set of questions to a room full of students at Stanford University's Building 550, also known as the D School, and I had them scribble their responses on Post-its. After collecting the Post-its, I noticed that while a few had things on it like excited, the overwhelming number of Post-its bore words like anxious, confused, unsure, overwhelmed. This trend isn't unique to this particular group. I found the same types of emotions arise, whether I'm talking to people who are at the entry point of their career, seasoned leaders in business, working parents, or entrepreneurs. And why is that? It reminds me of when a journalist was interviewing me for an article she was writing about decision-making, and she asked, "Why do you think decision-making causes so much anxiety?" I think the bottom line is that we were never taught how to make good decisions. For something we're expected to do every day, it's kind of amazing that they don't teach us in school how to make good decisions. And yet we're expected to be able to do so. I mean, think about it. What is that question that we often ask of kids? What do you want to be when you grow up? But we expect them to skip straight to answering the question. Doctor, firefighter, astronaut, without any mention of how to actually get there. The lack of focus on process for decision making doesn't stop there. In this society, we expect people to just pick, just skip to what is the choice that you are going with. You can see how this bias towards the picking versus the process plays out in society even today. I'm recording this episode in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. I remember 2 months ago when the Bay Area started rolling out their shelter-in-place orders. A couple weeks after that, the governor of California decided to hold a news conference where he was going to provide updates on the shelter-in-place order. As I was listening in, I applauded him. What he laid out was a process for how we would arrive at the decision of whether to lift the shelter-in-place orders, how we would lift them, and when. But I remember that that news conference got such backlash. People didn't want to hear about process. They wanted to know what had he decided. What was the bottom line? Are we going to open? When are we going to open? And it's that type of bias towards the picking rather than the process that puts us in precarious positions. In the face of complex decisions that can go a number of different ways and have a number of different objectives we're trying to meet, we need process. We live in a time where decision-making processes are needed now more than ever. The number of decisions we make on a day-to-day basis has exploded. The number of options we have to choose among has also increased dramatically. Right now, it's graduation and commencement season where I live. And I remember a time when commencement speeches were filled with lines like, "The possibilities are endless." And that used to be an inspiring thing to hear. Nowadays, if you say that to a high school grad, they find it overwhelming and absolutely anxiety-inducing to think that there are endless possibilities for them to choose from. And now that we live in an age where there is so much information out there, there's a heightened expectation for people to digest the information so that they can make the best decision possible. And yet, the most common tool that people use for decision-making is a pro-con list. That's 200 years old. Surely there are better, more sophisticated things that we can use in this day and age. So when I tell people that I studied decision engineering at Stanford, I'm not surprised that they want to know more. They ask me straight up, "Can you teach me how to make better decisions?" So there's a hunger for process because there's such a gap right now. At the end of the workshops that I lead, oftentimes I'll get someone who will approach me and ask, Do you have any recommendations on books that I can read if I want to learn more about how to make good decisions? I might share a couple titles, but with big caveats. What I've found is that a lot of the literature out there about decision making is descriptive, meaning the literature describes the way in which we make decisions. If you Google decision making books, you'll probably come across Thinking Fast and Slow, which is a phenomenal study on how humans make decisions. But is it that helpful? It reminds me of a colleague I have who read Thinking Fast and Slow and told me, "I spent hours upon hours reading that thick book. And while it was fascinating, at the very end, all I learned was all the ways in which I'm doing it wrong, which is not what I needed, thank you very much." It's evident that instead of descriptive models, which simply describe how humans make decisions, what people need are normative models. How is it that people should make decisions? And that's one of the things that decision engineering offers, a process for untangling decisions. So what I want you to know is that there is a process and a structure that can help you unpack these tough decisions. And the good news is, you don't have to be an engineer. There are a few simple concepts that can make a world of difference, and it can be learned. So stay tuned. That's what I plan to share on future episodes, little tidbits of things that you should know about how to approach decisions. I hope you'll join me. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you know of someone who might benefit from learning more about how to make good decisions, please send them a link to our website, askadecisionengineer.com. The website, askadecisionengineer.com, is also the place to go if you're interested in more resources on decision making or would like to submit a question to potentially be answered on a future episode. Again, this is Michelle Florendo from Ask a Decision Engineer. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.